family, and I'm hoping to be around you for a while, if you're lucky, and that means I'll be around them. It would be easier if they liked me. Let me put your mind at ease. I don't plan on staying in Tennessee. I'm going to help out whichever one of my sisters is in trouble and then move to somewhere else. I don't belong back here. They're your family, like a huge, tons of kids, big dinners every Sunday family. How can you already decide you don't want that in your life anymore? Do you know why I was home a total of 29 hours before I took off and ended up in Clover? I can't be who they want me to be. I'm not happy about that, but it's reality. They're all remembering the kid who left and aren't comfortable with the stranger who's come home. You didn't give them much time to get comfortable with him. I'm positive they must miss you. I'm sure they just need time to adjust, and so do you.
Adjust to what?
Click asks, and I see his grip on the steering wheel tighten. You don't flip this stuff off like a switch. I'm programmed. Something happens, and I react. A loud noise, I'm tackling you to the ground to protect you. I'm always on. That's why Clover worked for me. I needed to be this guy. He slaps his hand to his chest. None of that exists in Tennessee for me. No one needs me to use the skills I have or live in my mindset. They want me to be something I don't know how to be anymore. So, you plan to live in a constant state of danger in order to feel like yourself? I almost don't want to hear his answer. I don't want to think of him as always needing to risk his life to be happy.
I have no idea. I didn't think you had much of a plan either.
He says this almost like an accusation, and I feel bad for bringing any of it up. I know he's stressed about going home and not knowing what he's up against. His father called and told him his sister needed help, but didn't give any more detail than that. The last thing I need to do is to add to that unknown. Being back here should be nice. You should be able to relax. I'm trying to put him at ease as I reach my hand across to touch him, but I can sense his tension and slight recoil. I'm saying the wrong thing, even though I don't mean to.
It's not like I can just go put my ass in a hammock and daydream my life away. My mind isn't really some calm oasis right now.
What do you mean? I ask, seeing his stress level grow higher than I've seen it before. Going home to be with his family makes him more on edge than anything we encountered in Clover, including gunfire and imminent danger.
Nothing. It's complicated. All I'm saying is, I do better when I'm challenged, when I put into action all the things I've learned. Being back home reminds me of everything I'm not anymore. My mother has always been overbearing, and she can't understand why I don't pour my heart out to her about what it was like being deployed. She wants to know every detail. She wants to help me work through stuff, but it drives me crazy. It's like the Spanish Inquisition every time I talk to her. So, I don't talk to her much anymore. My dad is the opposite, completely silent about it. He acts like I was at a summer camp instead of in a war zone. And while I prefer that over my mother's approach, it still grates on me. My choices are having someone ignore where I've been for the last 6 years or acting like I'm a grenade with the pin pulled and could blow up any minute.
Parents can mean well, but miss the mark. I'm trying to soften the tension that's building. You have your sisters. They must understand things better than your parents. No generation gap.
My sisters think I'm an elitist, or something along those lines. They assume missing their weddings or their kids' christenings were choices I made deliberately to hurt them. Like, I checked out of our family because I felt like it. It's tense and, like I said, complicated. I'm still readjusting to civilian life. I don't need that pressure.
I contemplate driving my point further. I can see where his family is coming from. I've been on the naive side of understanding the motivations of someone in the military. Frankly, I was a downright bitch about it when we met. Click and I started on rocky ground on this topic ourselves, so I clam up. I'm here to support him and give him something to ground himself to, not to gang up on him.
I just want to get to the bottom of whatever mess one of my sisters got herself into and then get out of here.
It's odd his father wouldn't tell him what was going on over the phone. He wouldn't even tell Click which of his sisters was in trouble. I'm worried this was a ploy to get him home.